This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. The greatest test that will give all people, regardless of creed, race, gender, that greatest test that everyone will experience will be on the Day of Judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds you accountable for everything that you have said. for everything that you have done, for everything that you have thought of. And no one will be spared from this experience. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, that none of you, not a single person, will, except for the fact that they will speak illa sayukallimuhu Allah, they will speak to their Lord, they will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another narration, sayukallimuhu rabbu, that Allah will speak to them. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ تَرْجُمَانِ, there will be no translator. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to every single human being. And the way of how this questioning will occur is, did you do it? And why did you do it? There is no arguing. There is no if or but. It is simply, did you do it? And why did you do it? In fact, the Prophet ﷺ teaches us that those who try to argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be punished. So, the climax of this questioning ends with putting the deeds. So after all the questioning has occurred, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the angels to place your deeds on the scales. One side will have the good deeds, and on the other side will have the bad deeds. That is the climax. And that will be the most stressful thing a person will ever have to experience up to that moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this moment. He says, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ, when the weighing of the deeds on that day, on the day of judgment, is true. In other words, it will occur. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and whoever on that day, their good deeds are heavy on the scales, يعني the good deeds specifically, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, they will be the successful ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, and for those people whose scales are light, يعني in terms of their good deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ, then they will have truly have lost. They have lost themselves. For what? For the signs that came to them and they abused them. And they were doing injustice against the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once these scales are weighed, these deeds are weighed, brothers and sisters, there is only one outcome. The person will either have eternal happiness and enjoyment in Jannah, or it will be eternal regret and suffering in Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Brothers and sisters, so what is the heaviest thing? What are the heaviest things that you can put on this scale? Brothers and sisters, the scale that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to use to judge your deeds is not something that only looks at the weight of your deeds, but it will look at the quality of your deeds. It will look at how you performed those deeds. This scale will examine from the largest of the greatest of deeds, bigger than mountains, and down to the smallest, and that is an atom's weight, a mustard seed. And in Musnad Imam Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us of a story. This hadith is well known as Hadith al-Bitaqa, the hadith regarding the card. A man will be brought forth on the day of judgment in front of everyone. And his records and his deeds will be placed in front of him. The dawaween, the sijillat, the record books, 99 of them. Each one of these record books are as far as your eye can see. That is how expansive one record book is, and 99 of them will be brought. So he will look at this, each of these record books, and they are so immense and full of sins. And after they have been brought forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the person, did my angels who recorded these actions that you have done, have they oppressed you? Have they wronged you in any way? Have they misrecorded anything here? And he will say, Ya Rab, no, they have not. Then Allah will say, do you have any excuse to give? He will say, no, Ya Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order that they be placed on a scale. But there's one card left. So this man knows that he is doomed. And so when he looks at this one card, he doesn't know what it is. And he thinks, all these evil things that I have done, this one card is not going to do anything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, no, we will not oppress you in any way. Today we will not oppress you in any way. And Allah will order that the evil deeds be placed on one side. But the moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the angels and they place that one card on the other side of the scale of his good deeds, it will completely outweigh all of the bad deeds that he has done. So much so, the Prophet ﷺ, he described it as فَطَاشَةِ السِّجِلَّاتِ. The records that contain his evil deeds, they, from the weight of that one card, it will cause those records to fly. And then it will be revealed on this card what it was, brothers and sisters. And it is La ilaha illallah. فَلَا يَثْقُلْ مَعَسْمِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing can ever outweigh La ilaha illallah. Brothers and sisters, many people, many Muslims will say, we all know La ilaha illallah. What's so difficult? Brothers and sisters, if knowing La ilaha illallah and just saying it was so easy on the tongue, and that you might misunderstand this hadith as well, you know, this person can just do whatever he wants, but you know, he says La ilaha illallah, that's it. Then the hypocrites wouldn't be hypocrites anymore. The hypocrites can come on the Day of Judgment and say, I said La ilaha illallah once upon a time. So brothers and sisters, it's not about whether you say La ilaha illallah. It's about, did you live out La ilaha illallah? It's about, did La ilaha illallah get you up for Fajr? Did La ilaha illallah stop you from abusing your family? Did La ilaha illallah enable you to do what you were supposed to do? Did La ilaha illallah stop you from cheating? Did La ilaha illallah stop you from defrauding other people? Did La ilaha illallah have you donate when you desperately needed that money? Brothers and sisters, to make this example easy for you to understand, because people will say, we are all Muslims here, we all have La ilaha illallah. Think of it as your debit card. If I came and collected all your debit cards today and I put them all together, you would not say that, yes, all the debit cards are the same. No. It's what is behind those debit cards that makes a difference. So what makes your La ilaha illallah heavy on the Day of Judgment, it's not about if you said it or not. It's about what are the good deeds that you have done in your account to support your debit card of La ilaha illallah. So did you do those deeds sincerely for Allah? Those good deeds, when times are tough, did you break and give in to what was haram? Brothers and sisters, Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach him something that no one else will know, that no one else has known before. A special dua. Allah said, oh Musa, say la ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, ya Allah, everyone says la ilaha illallah. But what is meant here is with the firm yaqeen, and that it, that's la ilaha illallah, it goes and it emanates through your entire life. So Allah says, oh Musa, if you were to put all of the world and the earth on one side, and you were to put la ilaha illallah on the other side, la ilaha illallah will outweigh all of it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. The key to Jannah is la ilaha illallah. But every key has a certain number of teeth that help you identify, because you cannot just bring any key. Every debit card has a specific pin code or passcode. And the passcode to Jannah after La ilaha illallah is following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the best way to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the second most important thing, heaviest thing on the scale, is to have husn al-khuluq. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, as narrated by Abu Darda, that on the Day of Judgment, the heaviest of deeds that you can come is to have husn al-khuluq. So a person might say, well, it didn't say la ilaha illallah here, it said husn al-khuluq. No. Husn al-khuluq comes after. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would want you to not worship Him and only have husn al-khuluq and have good character? Of course not. And I want to end off with three small points. Having good character is easy when you are with your friends. Having good character is easy when you are with those whom you know. Having good character is easy when you are with those that you agree with. Having good character is difficult when you are with those whom you dislike. And you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He described Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are indeed surely of high and noble character. And so having la ilaha illallah alone is not enough, but also to live it out the way of the Prophet ﷺ through good character, brothers and sisters. That's why the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have been sent to perfect and complete manners. Brothers and sisters, one of the worst enemies of the Prophet ﷺ was by the person of Abdullah ibn Ubay al-Salul. He was the head of the hypocrites in all of Medina. And he used to harm the Prophet ﷺ verbally, so much so that he was one of the people behind the scenes spreading the lie that the Prophet ﷺ's wife had cheated on him, Aisha radiallahu anha. And yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not take revenge against him. Even when Abdullah ibn Ubay al-Salul, who was known for his hypocrisy, even when he passed away, when his son Abdullah ibn Ubay al-Salul came and asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to witness his father's funeral, and this is before the verse came down, stopping the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from doing the janazah for the hypocrites, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know what he did? He went to the funeral, he went to the grave, and the body had already been put into the grave, but it had not been buried completely. The body was brought out, and this is the head of the munafiqeen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam lent Abdullah ibn Ubay, this evil person, the Prophet sallallahu gave him his thawb and covered his body with it. This is the example of the Prophet ﷺ towards his enemy. This is the example of his good character. Brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in our good deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Oh Allah, on this day of Friday, we ask you to help our brothers and sisters in Palestine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our brothers and sisters who are being oppressed in Gaza. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate them, to heal those who are injured, to protect them. Oh Allah, send down angels to protect them from the plots of those people who are after them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us his miracles in the people of Gaza. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who have passed away and who have been killed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter them into Firdausi al-A'la without any hisab. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم لسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.